Turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 22. I'm going to be ministering out of Isaiah 22. The blessing, it's not just about a wealth transference. It's about a new millennial day coming in. It's about the rule and the reign. Christ is going to come in. The King of Glory is going to make himself known before he arrives. His church will witness of his glory. His church will literally be crowned in the earth in the final days. And this is everything that we see. And it's really awesome to be on this journey with the Lord, honestly. And because we're in the culmination phase now. I remember seeing this. I woke up one morning. It was probably a couple of years ago now. Time flies so fast. So what feels like a month ago is like literally a year ago. And the scrolling across the screen said, till the earth obeys, till the earth obeys. And I said, what is that, Lord? He said, that's my answer. I said, answer to what? He says, what you asked me, how long do you have to keep doing this? There's a tendency for hope deferred, but you can't carry these things in the flesh. We would have let go of this a long time ago. You carry this in the spirit and you have to stay with it. It's the responsibility. Listen, Caleb carried his word for 45 years. He only got one trip in the promised land. That's it. The rest of his life was desert. It was Egypt and desert. But man, when he stood in front of those giants, he was another man. How do you get that kind of faith being in Egypt and the desert all your life? They're bred for us this day. Zero intimidation. He said, you're bred for me. Your defense is parted from you. That kind of faith had to live up inside of him. It had to have been cultivated. It had been kept. That kind of faith just doesn't come out. That's a cultivated, kept, operational faith. That man kept something inside of him. And he said something remarkable. He said, the strength that's within me when I first came into the land, 40 years old, he said, that same strength is in me now, 85 years old. Listen, the older you get, sometimes your strength tends to wane. But that, what he was saying is the same tenacious faith that was in me when we first came in. I have the same tenacious faith. 45 years. We ought to give God glory for that. Because you don't see that. Anybody carry something that long. You see him wait that long. Carry faith like that. He's a champion. That's why he inherited Mount Hebron. It's amazing. Today I want to talk to you about Isaiah. It's a corporate faith. We all have a part. Amen. We did that service during the time of my birthday where we passed through the Jordan. It was very powerful. It's one of the most powerful services we have. And that was a prophetic act. But you know when they actually passed over? Was during the time they passed over. And he said, circumcised again. There's a lot of revelation there. And then he said, they stayed until Passover. And the day after Passover, they begin to eat from the promised land. You know, Passover is next week. It's like 10 days from now. This word is going to manifest openly. There's no way we could possibly continue with it the way we have and it not. Even the grace of God to continue with it. It's been amazing. The crown is coming out, my friends. The Bible said in Zechariah 4, they rejoice to see. See, despise not the day of the small beginning. How many of us qualify? Despise not the day of the small beginning. For they shall rejoice to see the plumb line in the hands of the king, Zerubbabel. We're his hands. We've been given a signet magnet, a signet ring, a mandate from heaven to bring out something from the right hand of God. That's why we had to go up. Amen. To their eyes rejoice to see the plumb line has come out to be hands of the king with those seven. He's sending the seven spirits of God out from his throne. If you understand who the seven spirits of God, what all that is, then you know what God's about to do. The seven spirits of God is such a full revelation. He's the one that was burning before the throne. Greetings, chapter 1 of Revelation, from him who was, is, and is to come. That was the Father. From the seven spirits of God and from the Lord Jesus. So who do you think the seven spirits of God was in those three? He's the Holy Spirit. Why did God change his name? Why did God not call him the Holy Spirit in the book of Revelation? It says the Spirit and bride said come, but he's not named the Holy Spirit in the book of Revelations. Why is he named the seven spirits of God? Why is his function is changing? He's not taking away anything that's been given to the church. But there's a latter rain function coming upon the planet. And then we see John called through a door, a first century man called to the third century to watch something 2,000 years later. Not only did he watch it, he was there. That's the glory realm. And he called him through that door. And he's watching events that haven't even taken place. He's interacting with people in heaven. He was there. God translated him through time. Oh, God doesn't do that. Oh, yes, God does that. He absolutely does that. Do you need a bigger revelation of God? Do you remember when Jesus was on the mountain? Golly, Lord. Woo, I feel just... This is good, Lord. He was on the mountain. He sent him out in front of him in the boat. And he watched them. The Bible says he watched them. He was on a mountain. And they rowed They were rowing across a 7-mile lake or sea. And they rowed all night. And the Bible said he watched them from the mountain. He wasn't watching them with these natural eyes. Ooh, I want those kind of eyes that can see outside of space and time. And they rowed. Say they rowed. And they rowed 8 hours. And they got 3.5 miles in 8 hours time. Rowing 7 or 8 hours. And then he decided he was going to walk across the sea. And the Bible says he would have passed them straight up. Listen, there are things about God that'll pass you up if you don't recognize it walking. They didn't even recognize him on the road of Emmaus. Sometime God will walk right past you to see if you're in tune. Sometime there are trains and waves that'll move right past. And if you're not in tune, you don't see it. You miss it. He was going to walk right past. He was walking on the water. The Bible said he was going to walk past him, and Peter saw him. He said, Master, they're in the middle of a storm breaking into the boat and everything. It's amazing. Every time they went out on the boat, it was a storm. Every time. Whenever there's a storm, nobody comes to church. There's nothing but storms when they got in their boats. So next time there's a storm, say, look, if they got through, come on in. Praise God. And Peter said, Master, would you bid me? And that's when he walked out on the water. He wasn't even thinking until he realized he was on the water and the waves crashing. And then he began to sink and the Lord grabbed him. And they're having a conversation because he hadn't got back in the boat yet. And the Lord grabs him. He's still on the water. Could you imagine? The Lord's standing there. You're standing on water having a conversation. I can imagine the other disciples looking at him like, what are they doing? And the Lord said, why did you doubt? And he puts him in the boat. It says the Bible says they both got into the boat and immediately, say immediately, they were on the other side. He translated a boat with 12 people, which took them 8 hours. He translated them immediately to the other side. They were in the middle of the lake. That's the glory realm. That's the glory realm. I call it time habitation. That's the realm God's introducing us. And so John gets caught up before the throne. In book of Revelation chapter 4. Go there, I want you to see it. I just want you to look at it. It's very powerful. And the door was open. He was caught up in chapter 4. And he's looking and he's describing everything he's seeing. But he sees something pretty remarkable. People don't understand what's going on here. Oh, understand what's happening. Verse 5, it said, out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire. See, seven lamps of fire. That's a lampstand. Before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now, there's seven churches, but he's not talking about the seven churches right now. These seven lamps were the seven spirits of God. The seven spirits of God, he said, this, whatever this lamp was burning before the throne, I believe, because the Lord showed this to me one day very profoundly, he said, that seven spirits of God, he was receiving the mandate of the end time. His mandate goes beyond you and I. The seven spirits of God, when he's released in the earth, he'll continue when we're lifted out of the earth. He'll stay. He stays all the way through the tribulation, and he is the crowning glory on the return of Christ for the 1,000-year millennial reign. He has three phases, the church's phase, the tribulation phase, the 1,000-year millennial reign phase. That's why he was burning before the throne. And so he changes in Revelation 5. This is my favorite verse. My favorite verse of all the Bible. In Revelation 5, such a glory. Lord, let me just stay right where you want me to be. There's a hovering today. There's a presence hovering over us. There's a glory hovering over us. A recordance of the time we're in. And beheld, verse 6, in the midst of the throne, the four beasts, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb. See, the lamb was the priestly side of Jesus. He stood up as a lamb. This part people don't understand. We do, but it's very hard to introduce these concepts that people have never heard this. And Anna was asking me about this last night. I said, having seven horns and seven eyes, profound, profound. Watch this, which are the seven spirits of God? Do you see that? It was a lamp first. Then it became crown. If you understand what's going on here, this was the crowning of the Lord Jesus. The seven eyes, when you see seven, it's perfection. Say perfection. And that perfection rested upon him. Perfection of wisdom. The eyes are the wisdom of God, this what we call omnipresent omniscience. Perfected wisdom that we don't. Wisdom that goes beyond time, space, that can look beyond past, present, future. Wisdom perfected, 1,000 times greater than Solomon's. Crowning. Listen, when the Lord Jesus was in the earth, he did nothing, not a single miracle until the Holy Spirit came upon him. Do you think he's just going to reign as a king without the crowning anointing? This is his mantle. This is what he's going to reign with for 1,000 years. He's going to rule this planet for 1,000 years. Not a single war will break out until the end. So they let the devil out. He'll rule in peace for 1,000 years. This is his mantle. The seven horns in the book of Revelation, we know the imagery. A horn represents a king or kingdom. These are not seven kingdoms that are resting upon him. It's perfect kingly dominion. It's his crown perfected. It was man's dominion perfected. He was the appointed heir. I'll set my king on the holy hill of Zion. And the Father perfected and the Spirit rested upon him. And that is the seven spirits of God. It is the Holy Spirit. But he's operating in a kingly measure now. And notice what it says. This is the seven spirits God sent forth into all the earth. That it's upon him will release on our generation. Whatever you believe that to be, I'm telling you, it's going to fill this generation before. And that anointing, I see it as the crown upon the Lamb, the priest has been crowned as a king. And the Bible says there's an end time church to be crowned. Now, with that said, go back to Isaiah 22. Because he speaks of this. And there's events taking place. Isaiah 22 talks about Shebna, and he is the treasurer. Today is the 22nd day. There are things happening. See, our word is with power now. That's what the till the earth obeys. See, your word has to come to power. So when you speak, the earth obeys. People that are just anointed, you can be anointed and certain things will happen, but that's not the same kind of authority I'm talking about. It's a developed dominion and authority. When you speak under the name of Jesus, the earth systems have to obey your words. That's true authority. Just like the Lord, when he spoke to the tree, it withered. When he spoke, they even the devil said, even the people that delivered, his word is with power. When he would speak, it would happen. Sometimes all he had to say, go your way. As soon as he said it, he released it. That kind of power will reside in the sons of God in the earth. But a kingly element will be added to this in this day. And so it talks about Shebna was a treasurer of Jerusalem and of Judea. And he's getting fired. There is a firing of the Shebnas of the earth. There are earthly families controlling a global financial system that have been doing it for quite a long time now. That God is ordering the firing of these systems. They're not going to control the purse any longer. Their system will be directly confronted by God himself. You cannot confront these kinds of systems in human sufficiency. They're way too integrated. It's like an octopus. They've got tentacles everywhere. They got them up in politicians. They got all these people with power, all empowered by that system. There's a guy on the internet. He's kind of crazy, but his name is Andrew Tate. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he's very outspoken. He went from nothing and became a billionaire. But he said he was approached when he hit billionaire status. He goes, I'm going to tell you something. He got thrown in jail, and Trump wrote a decree to release him from prison. He got thrown in jail because he got approached. He goes, listen, I can only say so much, but I got approached by the powers that be. And they told me that they would allow me to continue where I was and I could move into multiple billions and they would not resist me. But I'd have to sign a document and agree not to speak about certain things. And I'd have to speak about things that they agreed with, which was the whole transgender ideology and all that kind of thing. And there are certain things he could not speak about anymore. And he goes, if you agree, we'll leave you alone. You'll live the best life ever. But if you do not agree, you will find resistance everywhere. They told him, he said, no, I'm not doing it. These people get approached once they start having authority and power in the earth. He wouldn't do it. Within a month, he was in a Romanian jail, he and his brother were locked away, accused of being pedophiles within a month. Trump heard about them and knew their story and he released them. And he goes, I won't tell you because I still endanger my life. But anybody that hit certain levels get approached to join the club. They don't ask much of you. But you're basically selling your soul. That's the kind of systems out there. We don't know about that. We don't live in that realm yet. And so, These people that are controlling this whole world is a debt-based system. It feels like money because it's spendable, right? But it's a debt-based system. It's all controlled by a credit. Like the original, one of the Rothschilds said, give me the power of credit over a nation. I care not who writes their laws. I don't care anything about their laws. They don't care what they do to people, just they want to control the credit. Evelyn Rothschild, you know what she said? There would be no wars in the earth if my sons did not want them. Do you know war is the biggest business on the planet? Fund both sides, doesn't matter who wins. Control both sides. This kind of system, we live on a lower level, but the system God has to change because another king's coming in, the king, and he's about to show his power now. And he's going to disrupt the system. He's coming in, he's going to disrupt it before he shows up. He's sending out his seven spirits of God. He's going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry lands, and the treasures of all nation are returning to his house. Do you know that our president in May is going to dedicate this entire country back to God, one nation under God? He's going to do it as a president with all of his staff there. Do you know that Pete Hegseth, that controls the military, has Michael W. Smith coming in there doing worship services for the military, prayer and worship services? The kings are part of the church. You have to enlighten your understanding of what church is. Church is not just this building we live in and have services. The church out there is putting down evil at a level we could never do. The kings are already moving. Trump told Nigeria, if you keep killing Christians, I'm going to bomb you. They didn't take him seriously, and he bombed them. He bombed all Boko Haram, just bombed the living glory out of them. They stopped killing Christians. You could pray all day and fast, but that kind of authority is being wielded by kings now. That authority to remove and pluck evil out from the earth. Yes, they're gaining boldness. And so what's happening is God is doing something, because I believe God's going to set this crown over this nation. He's going to bring it over this nation for a season. And ultimately, he's going to rule out of Jerusalem with it. But Israel's going to go through Jacob's trouble. I don't get too far into that. But they can't receive all this because they're going to go through Jacob's trouble. So God is, I believe, is going to bring all this up into our nation. He's going to fire the Shebanas. They've been controlling things you don't know what they control. The control in the political realm. People get in politics, they don't understand. They go out to dinner and men get approached by the most beautiful women on the planet. And they think that, you know, hey, I'm just like lucky today. And they don't realize these are sent. And they're recorded. They're called honeypots. And they record them. And then they use that against them when it's time to vote. Say, if you want this spotted all over the place, you will vote in our direction. And there are a lot of compromised people in powerful places. This is how it works. But the ones that are controlling the purse strings are far above Washington. You don't ever hear them. God is saying, I'm going to fire the Shebnas. Not going to do it globally, but he's going to do it over this nation. And the Shebnas are going to be fired, and a new breed will come out called Eliakim. This was a prophetic word. And the Eliakim, he goes, I'll toss you out like a ball. God's going to do this. We're going to watch him. But this power is coming out to establish the precedence of the King of Glory. To establish the authority and rule. He's going to show himself king before he shows himself. Because the time he shows up, it's over. So he's going to reveal his glory to a generation. There'll be revival. There'll be signs, miracles, and wonders. There'll be church revival. But there's also going to be governmental revival, educational revival, financial revival. You're going to see revival in every spectrum. It's not going to be like the church getting miracles and begging for money again. It's the church with miracles, and we don't need your money. We have more than we know what to do with. It's a glory that's coming in to demonstrate the arrival of the King of Glory. Oppression will be put down. The Shebnas will be fired. And God's going to put priests. They're going to get baptized in a kingly glory that don't know how to come in or go out like Solomon. Suddenly they understand everything. Endued with a wisdom beyond our age. The seven spirits of God will rest and will begin administrating at a governmental kingly level. Authority be increased everywhere, all over the nation. And from that position, glory will explode. There'll be mass salvation. Worship will explode with a new dimension. Governmental rule will explode. Evil will start being put down, washed out. Inner cities that are being controlled. Politicians in darkness controlling, keeping that crime. They like to keep them in a state of chaos. Suddenly God starts bringing order through there. You're going to watch order because the seven spirits of God is in charge of a plumb line that brings order. Not just churchly order, not just family order, governmental order, community order. He'll order things. He'll start putting people in position that know how to get things done. They're anointed to remove evil. We're going to watch this unfold, the Eliakim generation. By, it says, him that has the key to the house of David. See, he's returning that glory that was on the David and Solomon generation. Do you know David put Mammon down? He destroyed Mammon. He gave it all to Solomon. Solomon is now either occurrence or adversary. Anywhere in my kingdom, there was peace and order and glory. Kings came. And God said, I'm going to do it again. And I believe, he said, by him who has the key to the house of David, he openeth. And none can shut what he opens. But it's also he shutteth. These keys are going to be granted. We can shut things down. And we can open things from a heavenly dominion. Moving by the Spirit of the Lord. Open and shut. The power to shut something down. The power to open something will be granted. People moving in the wisdom of God. These keys will open. It's the house of David returning. The rule and the reign. He's going to reveal himself through a nation. I believe America will be the single greatest nation. It will be a golden age for a season. The whole world will look upon it. And its streams will begin flowing out. We're living in this time where all of this is now being ordered into the earth. That key of David was picked up in Revelations 3. He that has the key, the Lord Jesus, of the house of David, he opens and none can shut. And he crowns that end time church. And that crowning is not just us in the pews. Open your understanding of what the church is now. The church is in the military. The church is now in government. The church will be soon over the financial state. It's going to get upended. You got to get ready for it. God's going to upend the financial fiat. He is not going to stand there and let a debt-based system rule. He's going to upend it. He's going to bring back a currency backed by precious metals. They're trying to fight it like crazy. Silver was going through the roof. It was like a rocket taking off. Went from 20, 100 to 120. Zoom. And suddenly, the people that control, they can't have that. They started shorting it with fiat money, shorting those markets. What was being done in the precious metal segment of the actual silver was actually completely different than what was on paper. And they pushed it back down from the paper side, but that rule is going to be taken away. Precious metals are going to win again. God already declared it so. It's going to rise, asset-backed system. And if you're really smart, the cryptocurrencies that are going to move that asset-backed system. We're not living in a day we're going to trade gold coins. We're living in a day we're going to trade electronically. But that asset system is going to be backed by coins. But all this system is moving fast. Government, finance, educational, all of it. Even our military, God, Hexa, he's a strong Christian. Strong. You have people in authority. You got to get over your political views. We have people in authority that know God. That are moving in the wisdom. Trust what's happening. Let your little mindset that you've been in be expanded. They operate a different level. They are called to a different level. Don't judge everything they're doing because you can't see everything or why they're doing it. You got to trust. God's about to upend this nation and turn it around. You got a president who's about to call for this whole nation to be one nation under God. He doesn't have to do that. He's doing it because he knows God now. When God first called him to Cyrus, he didn't know God very well. Neither did Cyrus. He got to know him when that bullet grazed his ear. He had an encounter with God. Changed him. Changed everything about him. I love the fact that we're sitting on the revelations of what God is rolling out. You're going to watch this stuff roll. You can be a part of it or you can be a spectator. But he's going to do it. There's a glory up in here. We're waiting and abiding our time. Because our time's coming too. We're partakers as well. Say, I'm a partaker. I'm not just going to pray all this my life and let everybody else partake. I'm partaking. I'm a partaker. Say, a partaker. I'm joint heir. I'm going to stay with this word till this glory comes in. I'm going to watch God fire the Shebaniths. Get used to the idea that God's going to use other people to answer your prayers. He'll take your authority and let someone else answer your prayer. Woo. But there's some firings going on and a realignment. There needs to be realignment. Man, Musk got up in there. You know, the billions and billions of dollars going to waste. Putting him in these NGOs, they weren't doing anything with it. In fact, one of the guys said it never benefited to ever actually build something. You build it and leave it halfway undone, and then next year you get more money for the same project you left half undone. That's the way they would do it. If you build it to completion, you can't get any more money. So they would spend 1% of the money they got to build something. One guy was building sand houses. It was over an African nation building sand houses, sand warehouses. Storm came in and melted it all. They laugh. Because next year they get all that same money over again. And then Elon Musk and his team through there started cleaning the house. Right now they're having to clean up what's going on up there in Minnesota. And now they're going to start cleaning up what's in California. The fraud is so rampant. Mexico. Yeah. California back. Absolutely. But this is part of the firing process. When you see this, understand God's hand is going to remove the waste. He's going to put righteous streams of authority in. There's not going to be this unending waste. He's going to bring order. That's what he does. The seven spirits of God coming out with order. He's going to order finances. And if people don't get it right, they get fired. And God knows how to fire people. He's going to put righteous people in authority. Righteous government. Righteous. Ron DeSantis is on steroids. Man, that guy knows how to govern a state. They just released everybody from property tax for the whole state. How would you like not to have to pay your property tax? You don't pay property tax anymore in Florida. Your money, billions and billions of dollars. But he found another way to budget it. That's why everybody's moving over there. They're moving out of California and New York, and they're crying like, hey, we got to go back. We need to, all the Palm Beach people come back to us. They don't want to be in the states that tax people, because they know all of it is waste anyway. They want to keep their projects going that do nothing but enrich people. God's stopping all that. You're going to see more of that stopped. You're going to see an alignment come over this nation, like a church alignment, a financial alignment, an educational alignment, to get all of that stuff out. That whole order has to go out, the education. A governmental alignment. God will align the mountains. And we get to live in the midst of that glory and be partakers of it. We get to be partakers. Our job, part of our job here, is to sit in the seat of authority with him and decree the release of these things, of what we see. He's going, and he's in the process of firing the Shebnas. The next big one is the financial system changeover. Won't happen until after the elections, in my belief. They got to get through, but I'm telling you, there is a mass financial system changing over. When it starts shaking, don't get shaken out. Understand what God's bringing in. It's going to be beyond. It's going to blow us all away. Seven spirits of God is with us in this house. His wisdom. Lord, we thank you. Now I'm going to say this before I close. There's a heavenly wisdom that we've been operating for many, many years. It hasn't done us a lot of productivity here yet, because it was all about there and we needed it. There's another kind of wisdom coming here. The seven spirits of God is going to bring a wisdom to operate the kingdom now in the earth. Most of a lot of the wisdom he's given us is how to get up there and understand these realms, how to unlock them and release them. But now there's another type of discernment. It's a wisdom given to the manifested sons of God in the earth to see beyond time and space. Jesus operated it all the time. He could finish everyone's sentences. That kind of wisdom will be with us. We'll know everything the enemy's planning before he plans it. Like Elisha, the king was complaining. He called all his people in. They said, we can't do anything. He hears your thoughts in your bedchamber. They would get together and make plans, and Elisha would be sitting there watching them. That's the kind of wisdom. Your enemies will not be able to take advantage of you, because you'll see everything. That kind of wisdom is available to the sons of God. The church rarely taps that, but they're going to now. This is how we're going to get things done. Our leaders are going to have a supernatural wisdom. God is saving the best wine for the last. Even our governmental kings, everyone's about to get a whole baptism and a whole nother realm of wisdom. The seven spirits of God sent forth, and God's going to start ordering things at a level none of us have seen. Wisdom, witty inventions, wisdom in trading, wisdom in investing, suddenly just knowing, bam, you know. God's positioned you in things before it happens. He provides seed for you. And that kind of wisdom. There's a whole level of wisdom coming upon us that none of us right now, myself included, have it yet. Not the way he's going to bring it. Wisdom to know exactly what's happening. Wisdom to be in front all the time of the enemy. How would you like to get in front of your enemy for a change? instead of asking God for wisdom to clean up the latest attack? How about being in front of it and skirt it? He knew his betrayers were trying to kill him. When, what's his name? Died. Lazarus. And so Lazarus on his deathbed, and they said, send him, come now. And he waited 2 days. And some people's doctrine, well, he waited to make sure you're good and dead so he can come raise you. God doesn't think like that. He waited because the Bible said they laid a trap. And he knew to wait. I mean, if you have the power to raise from the dead, it really doesn't matter anyway. And he waited. And when he got there, Mary was very upset with him. If you would have come, by this time he stinketh, Martha. If you would have come when we summoned you, my brother would not be dead. See, that's what happens when you get too close to somebody. You see all the familiarity? They knew the Lord in a realm that a lot of people didn't know. They were very close to him and they got very familiar with him. And they didn't understand. It didn't matter. He raised him from the dead. But he saw. The enemy and the Son of God had to have that kind of protection to know when to move, when to not. Amen? This kind of wisdom is coming upon us. The one hovering over us today, that's him. He's brooding over the waters right now. He's coming in. Nothing's going to stop it. He's going to transform everyone in here.